This is the Recency Bias. Welcome to your morning after mini pod on this Thursday. Zach Van Osselaar. I'm going to be here on the Recency Bias from the Montreal Bias and RabbitHabs.com. Following up game number 44, Habs at Oilers, a late start on Wednesday evening. I'm losing my voice for some reason. I'm not sure what that's all about. I'll make it quick. How about that? Habs get a win, a very important win out in Edmonton. 4-3 the final score. The Oilers made it quite interesting at the end. It seemed like a done deal. And then right at the end, it got interesting. The Habs hold on and win 4-3. Two big points. Out in the Prairies, John Merrill making his debut in the game. He came in. Brett Kulak went out, which was probably the choice one would make, I guess. The provocative choice, and the choice of listeners of this podcast, or at least followers of this podcast's Twitter feed on Twitter, voted, last I checked, for Shea Weber. And, you know, I get that, yes. Shea Weber was at 70% of votes, compared to 0 for Edmondson. Kulak, 15%, which is what Dom Ducharme did. And Sherratt, 15% as well. Weber actually played a pretty good game. I gotta say, Weber had a good game on Wednesday night. So, credit where credit's due. He was solid. He showed up. The whole team did, in fact. It was only the end where it kind of got a little dicey. Otherwise, it was a completely convincing win by the Habs, really. Some interesting alignments in the lineup. Drouin, Staal, Perry. That's the fourth line, I guess. Yeah, fourth line. Big demotion for Joe Drew. C'est toi, Joe. Things were chippy, as you may recall, between these two teams on Monday night. Likely to get chippier on Wednesday. And it seemed like it was very close to getting out of hand. In fact, had the Oilers not made it so close, maybe things would have got a little rough at the end. But it started in a sense that they weren't sure just how combative this game was going to get. Anderson with words for Chiasson before the game started as they're out on the ice there. But it was Corey Perry as things got started. Corey Perry, who would fight, quote-unquote, fight Chiasson, not much of a fight, let's be honest. Chiasson, of course, was the target of ire from the Canadiens because, he gave Carey Price a concussion, apparently, on that goal that was called back. Which, a couple of surprising concussions in that game. It was a weird one. So, yeah, Allen in instead of Price, of course, in this one. And Allen up for it early with a breakaway from Puljujarvi. Allen with the save. And with 29 seconds remaining in a first period that the Canadiens were definitely the better team. Definitely appeared ready to play on Wednesday. And they showed that in the first 20 minutes. And with 29 seconds left, they were rewarded. Just a beauty entry by Kotkaniemi. Great pass by him as well. Right on the blade of Lehkonen, he backhands it in, his fourth of the season. And just like that, the Canadiens have the first goal and a 1-0 lead to take after 20 minutes, a period in which they dominated on shots 13-4, scoring chances went 12-4 their way, high danger chances went 5-1 their way. And as I say, they had that 1-0 lead. 3 minutes, 9 seconds into the second, though, McDavid would McDavid again. The Habs did a solid job to keep him off the score sheet for as long as they could this season, but he struck yet again in this game. Broke in all alone, and when Connor McDavid breaks in all alone, he tends to score. Now, when he breaks on two and none, he completely forgets how to play hockey, but all alone, he evened things up. However, the power horse Josh Anderson would have none of that. No, he was going to restore the lead. It took just 11 seconds, and he kind of scored a Connor McDavidian goal of his own. Power horsed it right back, his 16th of the season. And that gave the Canadiens a 2-1 advantage after 40 minutes. Shots even in that second frame, but scoring chances in favor of the Oilers by a 13-9 count, 5-2 high danger chances as well for the Oilers. So a little bit of pushback from Edmonton in that second, but the Canadiens still had their one goal lead. The teams exchanged some power plays, but nothing doing as both Suzuki and McDavid went to the box in that third frame. 7 minutes into the period, Draisaitl would get called, though, for interference. And this one would have some repercussions, as Tyler Toffoli, on a very poor play by Edmonton's Archibald, that sent the puck towards Mike Smith. Off his stick, it was on to Toffoli's, and Toffoli, singular, there are multiple Toffolis. Toffoli puts past Smith, and the Habs have a power play marker for the first time in a while. Toffoli's 22nd of the season. And then soon after that, off a shot by Romanov, and a nice effort by Tatar to keep the puck going, it's Josh Anderson with his 17th of the season and his second of the game. The Habs' second goal coming on the backhand in this one, and it seemed, at that point, like this game was well put away, except it wasn't. Jonathan Drouin would get sent to the box with about four minutes to go for high sticking that drew blood. And it's Ryan Nugent-Hopkins attacking first. He made it a 4-2 game with a power play goal. And then it became a 4-3 game as with the goalie pulled, Puljujärvi pulled them within one. The Oilers would get real close the rest of the way. They had some opportunities. In the end, though, of course, the Canadiens held on. Josh Anderson missing his chance at a hat trick. He had an empty net, and shooting into it, his stick broke. There's a little levity after a game that forced the Canadiens and their fans to hold their breath for a minute. Got a little bit dicey, way dicier than it should have, considering it was 4-1 with 4 minutes to go. But in the end, they hold on. They get two big points. I say that because they're now 8 points up on the Calgary Flames and have a game in hand. So, yep, the Flames are who's up next. 8 points back now, though. Getting a little bit out of reach. That was a big win for the Habs. I have no imaginings that the Habs are going to catch either Edmonton or Winnipeg, but it could get dicey. They've still got three games coming up against the Flames, and that could make everything interesting. But getting those 2 points after the Flames, more importantly, probably failed to get 2 points on Monday night when they took on the Senators, that was really crushing for them. So the Canadiens in action on Wednesday night and picking up 2 points while the Flames were dormant. Habs still have that game in hand, 8 points. That's getting tough for Calgary. But I believe in our Montreal Canadiens. I believe they can make it interesting yet. We shall see. 31-25 the shots on the night. The power play went 1-for-4. Finally, power play did something. Penalty kill would give up one late that looked kind of like it wouldn't really matter at the time, but quickly got interesting. Again, Josh Anderson with a pair, his 16th and 17th of the season. Tyler Toffoli with his 22nd. And Arturi Lehkonen, he got it all going with goal number 4 on the season. He was really moving, especially in that first period. Everybody was moving in that first period. The rest of the game settled a little bit, but at least the Habs were ready. They showed up ready for a game on Wednesday. Assist, Kotkaniemi, he picked up one really nice helper. Romanov also with the single assist, and 2 point nights each for Jeff Petrie and Thomas Tatar. Each picked up a pair of helpers. The new guy, John Merrill, he played 11:32 on the night alongside Romanov, and I thought that it looked like it was a pretty good pickup for game one. As advertised as John Merrill, they said, really solid defensive player. Not stay at home in the sense that, you know, definitely delivers the big body and can't do much else, and really, when you think about it, doesn't contribute to the things that win you hockey games. No, John Merrill seems like he's just a competent, solid defensive defenseman. At least that's from one game of watching him. But he looked good. It looks like it frees up Romanov perhaps a little bit to do some things, which is exciting. We got a sighting of Romanov on the power play. Not that that has anything to do with John Merrill, I wouldn't think. But it was great to see Romanov getting a little bit of power play time. So, I don't know if Gustafsson will be in or not on Friday. He can come in. He will have served his quarantine time. But what do you do? I mean, after Wednesday, everyone is pretty solid. You're not going to take Romanov. I would hope to think Romanov doesn't come out. We're not in a rush to get Gustafsson in there, are you? I'm not sure. I don't think so. I think he'd probably roll with the same six. Merrill looks solid in there. Do have to say. Game one, thumbs up. Allen, of course, getting the start as Price out for at least a week with the concussion protocol. Man, good thing Jake Allen showed up. The Jacques Beauchamp Award winner this year? I would think so, right? 22 for 25 on the night and just an .880 save percentage, but he was good. He was really solid on the evening. As for Mike Smith, he gets up to a lot of shenanigans, doesn't he? Not a fan of Mike Smith at all. Just gets up to a lot of things. Well, he got called for a penalty, in fact, on Wednesday night. So, all right, we'll talk Saturday coming after that Flames game. Habs win that one. It's a clinched playoff spot. So expect them to lose and make it interesting. Maybe not. Maybe not. I'm sorry. I'm not trying to be so negative. But this team does have a tendency of winning one and losing one. Winning one, losing two. Winning one, maybe winning two. Hard to say. You just pick up on the rhythm of the season at some point. But if they do what they did on Wednesday night, if they actually can figure out how to start a game on time, how to mostly play for this one, not quite 60 minutes, I guess. It was 56 minutes of solid hockey. Maybe you can win one. We shall see which team shows up come Friday. Till then, take care.